Berkum says innovation, not regulation, has allowed private industry to be profitable at a fraction of the barrel price. He says in turn that has spurred increased productivity and heightened the potential.
There was, you know, a time in our state when no one thought a million was possible.
Berkum says he remains optimistic about the digital revolution, but at the same time he understands the need for fossil-based transportation fuels for decades to come.
When I take a look at the curves, and if you look at, you know, some of the projections that have made, it's very possible in the next 10 or 20 years that we could reach that kind of level. And if we are going to be doing twice as much as we are today, then what does that mean in terms of cities? What does it mean in terms of infrastructure? What does it mean in terms of pipelines? I think we just want to put it out there as both an aspiration and as a call for forward-looking planning so that we're not suddenly surprised that we're doing more than we are today.
Berkum says the key is to continue to explore and be innovative on all fronts.
I think that, you know, having an energy dominance in the United States is going to help bring manufacturing jobs back here. It helps us reduce our defense budgets. Having a very strong energy economy in the next 20 years can be a game changer for our country. And so I would, I'm fully supportive of us, you know, driving that way, even as new technologies around conservation, transportation, vehicles, automated vehicles, all that stuff is coming.
For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.